with Nostalgia, for example, when I wrote the song, I wrote it at home on a four-track machine. Yeah. And so I had nearly everything worked out except for the trumpet solo.
Can you really work it out on a four-track? Do you do ping-pong, three tracks on one?
Oh, yeah, again? Yeah. So, I mean, I try not to do it too... I try not to arrange it too tightly, so that when you do go in the studio, you know, you're not just reproducing your four-track, you know, into something with a bit better quality. It's to get the idea of what's going to happen, and the rough idea of the arrangement, and then go in the studio and do it for real. So it was all really worked out. I didn't have to struggle over it like I do with some pieces sometimes. It was very easy track to record, as was Brilliant Trees in the same way. I must admit, I'm not totally keen on the four track. It's something I avoid doing most of the time, unless there's something I have an idea and I just would like to get a more specific idea, you know, by just sort of playing around with the four track. And I did that with Brilliant Trees, and I used a sort of organ sound, and then I used a synthesizer that had a very similar sound to John's trumpet, and that's when I thought it'd be wonderful, you know, if John could be playing this. It'd suit the trumpet. The trumpet sound and the organ sound went so well together, you know.
The song Brilliant Trees develops so slowly, and in the middle it changes completely and then it develops again very slowly. Obviously you must know that compositions like these don't sell very well. What do you think about that?
Yes, they don't sell very well. But see, even if it did sell well, there'd still only be a minority of people that would understand it. So I'm quite happy to sell fewer records and have that small audience understand what I'm doing. If you're selling masses of records anyway, and you are producing records that have some emotional value or artistic content or whatever, you still only reach the small part of that audience because the majority won't understand it, unfortunately. So the only difference is you don't earn as much money, but you know, as I'd care too much about the music I'm making to take that into consideration. I don't think you should repeat yourself. I definitely couldn't compromise by thinking about the audience, by thinking this is what they would like. I can only write and record when I feel it's necessary for me. And therefore, it's impossible to start repeating yourself. That's why I didn't write after Tin Drum for such a long period of time, because I was very closely attached to the album in its arrangements and everything. And it took me a long time to get away from it and to mature in myself. This album is lyrically stronger than any of the Japan albums, and it took me a while to develop that style of writing in its honesty, you know, without trying to decorate it or cover it up or hide it in a concept. You know, it was to be very honest. All the music in the way is very honest. It's not in the same way. Japan had a lot of decoration and a lot of it's like games, if you like, playing games with music.
When you have an idea, a musical idea, at night, for example, how do you remember it next morning? Do you write it down?
Well, I tend to... I would either get up at that point and start working on it. I would... if it was words, I may just jot it down. If it's just a melody, if it's an idea for a melody, I'd sleep. Because I think if I don't remember it in the morning, it wasn't worth writing anyway.
Is there a favourite melody in the whole Japan material? Would you say one is my absolute favourite? Ingenious.
I wouldn't use that word.
Yeah.
There's odd tracks for different reasons. Funnily enough, I would go back to Quiet Life and pick on tracks like The Other Side of Life and Despair. And then I would go to Tin Drum and pick, as I told you before, Talking Drum, because musically it was very interesting working on that track. It's the one track that we worked on that then dictated the whole of the rest of Tin Drum, the arrangements and everything. So they're my favourite Japan songs.